Mini episode 267 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by the Pullins Group, delivering public affairs consulting and marketing services for small businesses trying to grow. Follow them on the web at PullinsGroup.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode number 267 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 8 years on our previous platform. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris, and with the baseball season now more than 20% in the books, we'll break down the buy low, sell high list for the MLB fantasy landscape. Through the years, we have always preached value as the cornerstone of fantasy sports success. Once the season is underway, the most effective way to attain this is through trades that will allow you to buy low and sell high. Here's our list of such players for mid-May 2013. Buy low, Billy Butler. In his age 27 year, historically the most likely one for a breakout, he's only got 3 home runs so far, and he put up a career-high 29 last year. That means he's got a lot of long balls left in him if he really starts to heat up this year. Josh Hamilton. Like Albert Pujols last year, he'll present tremendous value for at least the last 60% of the season, and you'll want to be in a position to benefit. Victor Martinez. He's still working off the rust, but when he does, he'll be protected in a lineup like he rarely has in his career. David Price. If you can find an owner who has him and is prone to emotional overreactions, pounce on this. BJ Upton. This clearly isn't going to be the banner season he envisioned, but he's almost certainly at rock bottom right now. Sell high. Shin-Soo Chu, a player whose career high in taters is 22, is on pace for 32. Believe in him if you want to, but it's not a percentage move. Didi Gregorius, he's never performed like this at any level in the minor leagues. This is a pretty easy one. Matt Harvey, it's not that he's not going to have an all-star season, it's just that the hype has inflated his perceived worth so much that you might be able to cash in. Wade Miley, the ERA says come up for a nightcap, the whip says you're like a brother to me. Mark Reynolds. The power may not be a surprise, but the contact level and lack of strikeouts sure are. If you want to bet on those circumstances remaining constant, just understand that you're going against the entire history of a player who turns 30 in August. Thanks for checking us out. Be sure to check out our upcoming NHL and NBA draft guides at FantasyDraftHelp.com. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our conversations with media superstars Ernie Johnson and Robert Flores from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.